listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
The reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song. Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is brought to you by me, which every episode is. I guess you could say that the City of Angels Recovery Radio sponsors this, but it's not something that I'm paid to do through by them. I do have some patrons on Patreon that put towards this, so that's very nice. Thank you to the private donors that do that, as well as another donation that comes in once a month to do certain extraneous things like the podcast, like running the monthly sessions at the Lawrence Community Center as part of Homefront and the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen monthly sessions that I do. So thank you to everybody who has been contributing to that and putting towards it so that we can do some great things in the community for places that otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it in their budget. So today I am at Mercer County Park. Beautiful morning, as you can hear a lot of the crickets and the cicadas in the background. It's very peaceful here. I come here on occasion to do some walking, just be out in nature, enjoy the beautiful day. It is a sunny day today, mid to upper 60s right now, and I'm walking alongside the big lake at Mercer County Park. So, as I've talked about in the past in other episodes, trying to go off the beaten path, so to speak, right? So sometimes you find yourself almost getting lost. But that's where I feel like I just said, right? Where you actually find yourself. Because you're forced into a position to kind of be on high alert, to kind of troubleshoot things in real time, to adapt to situations. And that's how I feel like we grow and learn throughout life, is when we are considered quote unquote lost. Because we have to inevitably find our way out somehow. And I always feel like this comes back to me when there's certain times that I've been going through with the business, especially, where I have a bunch of people and organizations that I've had what seemed like great meetings with, but for one reason or another, they haven't been able to commit to having me or our team come in. And I'm not saying that the company is lost or I'm lost. I'm more referring it to as not being a loss. And so, what could we learn from this? Well, we can learn that people mean well, right? That's like the first thing. I always go into these meetings that I have with different nonprofit organizations that serve people with special needs or drug and alcohol counseling centers. I really do believe people mean well. And we can learn that people's excitement can sometimes override the practicality and reality of the situation. So what I mean by that is I can have a great meeting in person, a couple meetings in person with somebody, a couple phone calls, a bunch of emails that seem to go over really well. But then I ask the question of, well, when can we get something on the calendar to start this. And I get crickets, which is funny because now I hear crickets in the background. But I get, the metaphorical crickets. Or it's another excuse, or one excuse after the other. Like, oh, we have to run it by our finance team. We have to see if it's in our budget. Or, oh, we're going to wait till licensing is done. And I get, these nonprofits, they have so much going on. There's many things every day that have to be dealt with. Mostly fires being put out. Not literal, but metaphorical fires being put out. The individuals that they serve and support. It can be a rough go of it. There's a lot of things that come up last second. Somebody has a behavior, somebody's gonna go to the hospital, somebody's got a doctor's appointment. You're short-staffed. And so to bring something new in and try something new and adventurous like this can be a little daunting and uncertain because, what happens if they don't have the budget? They have to find a way to write a grant for it or somehow find a way to fund it. Or they might not be able to have it in their capability. Maybe they don't have the right amount of space to do it. Whatever the reason may be, I do believe that people mean well, but that their excitement overrides the practicality and reality of the situation sometimes. So try not to get frustrated. So if you find yourself running your own business and you're running into this, sometimes it could be a wall. Maybe it's just about approaching it in a different way. Say you've reached out to a company, you've had some good in-person meetings, a couple phone calls, a string of emails, and they just, for whatever reason, aren't willing to commit or set a date on the calendar or say, okay, we're definitely gonna do this, we're gonna start this day, and it's gonna be for this much amount once a month, whatever the specifications are. Maybe just even pull back the reins and say, if it's too much to do once a month, why don't we try once every other month? Or if that doesn't work, once a quarter, or if that doesn't work, twice a year. And not that you want to only be there twice a year, but the idea is you're giving them a little bit more of a leeway if there's a financial aspect to it that they're uncomfortable with or uncertain about. This way, you're still able to get in the door, do what you do, positively impact people, and who knows? Most individuals that are in the nonprofit realm for special needs adults and special needs children get really excited, and then they want to have what you are offering them as a service more often. So then you let the client sort of tell, or the individuals tell the staff, the employees, the management, how much they enjoyed it. And after all, that's the best way to do it anyway, because then you're not really marketing yourself. They're marketing for you. And plus, it's better if it comes from somebody else anyway. That way it doesn't look like you're trying to make yourself sound better than maybe you really are. They're doing it for you. At any rate, so we can learn those couple things. We could also learn that there's a lot of stuff going on any given day for everybody. And I don't want to use the word busy because it's not the right word, but people just have so much going on that a thought maybe goes in and doesn't stay there, and then it kind of gets lost in translation somewhere, goes to the back of your mind, goes out of your mind, and it's just about kind of staying on people's minds that I found to work best. Persistence is key. It's kind of like riding that fine line between being persistent and annoying. You don't want to get to the annoying space, but you also want to make sure that you're still on their mind, especially if you had some good phone calls, in-person meetings, and emails. Yes, that's time and energy that you put into this, and you don't want it to just fall by the wayside and just be like something that was done in vain. So, for instance, I've been going back and forth with the company for almost a year at this point now. Oh man, well over 100 emails, 2 in-person meetings, one or two phone calls, and we are just about getting things squared away to start probably by the end of August. I have them had them sign an agreement that they had me revise 3 times. Simple 2-page agreements, but like stating, you know, what the stipulations are for me and for them to cover ourselves. But it's finally happening, and I'm so glad I was persistent with it, because it's going to give one of my employees 3 extra hours of work every week. He's looking for more work to do something positive that impacts people using music. And we're going to be able to serve this organization in a couple of their group homes for individuals who have special needs that are looking for something like this. So it's a win-win-win. It's a win-win-win. Win for me, win for the company. Well, it's a win for the company, it's a win for my employee, and it's a win for the organization we are working with. Sometimes it can feel very frustrating, like you're almost beating your head against the wall, trying to get people to commit or to see your idea through. But persistence is key. That's the only way you can really get things done, is being persistent about it, following up, making reminders for yourself in your calendar or in an email, whatever system you have for yourself to follow up. For instance, I have an email right now that I have 11 companies, facilities, or organizations that I need to follow up with every couple weeks just to keep on their mind. And I have them in order of priority and importance of the maximum number of sessions that they'd like to have in a month, the maximum number of individuals that they serve, the maximum amount of money we would get from that. So it goes from all highest to lowest in that respect. And then I even have an out-of-state column for building the business into different parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic region, which is pretty neat to think about when you really think about it. Very excited about this. There's been a lot of growth. I've had one or two employees go due to different things in life. I brought some more people in. I've had some people able to fill in. I'm very lucky and thankful and blessed to have such a great core of musician friends that I've met along the way who want to help out and make the world a better place through music, with the catered and specifically designed programs for adults and children with special needs first and foremost. And then a little cool guideline and procedure manual for doing group songwriting sessions at drug and alcohol counseling centers. And then songs that would work out really well at different nursing homes and assisted living facilities for those of Alzheimer's and dementia. And yeah, that's majority of where we live in this space of making a difference and improving the quality of life through music, a key of awesome music. So just wanted to share that with you guys. Just some things to think about. Sometimes when you feel like all hope is lost, or you feel like you're just beating your head against the wall trying to get something to come to fruition, don't give up. Persistence is key. Stay on people's minds. That's the only way that you'll end up getting something to happen. People are busy. There's a lot of stuff going on any given day. They have a lot of responsibilities and different stresses and anxieties in their work life, their home life, personal life. So it's about staying on their minds, giving them the benefit of the doubt, realizing that people's excitement can sometimes override the practicality and reality of bringing something to happen in an immediate way. So it's being patient, persistent, understanding. And in the end, it will be worth the wait, trust me. Alrighty, well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Gavin, signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there if you can't think that I care enough about to let you in. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Cause that's what friends are for. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. Time you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. Cause that's what friends are for. Life
sleep now, baby, time. But do you go when you fall asleep at night? Is it this in outer space where only little babies go? Rest now, easy child. See you. Ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain round the world. world far and wide. Neither north and south or east and west are the directions you will find. Sunset and the sunrise, sing your bedtime lullaby. Lay down your head on the bed and say, I love you and good night. Good night. At the bottom of the ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain, round one world far and wide, neither north and south or east and west are the directions you will find. South or east and west, the directions you will find.